Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 162, Drink Until You podcast. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell's your week going? How the hell was your weekend? This is actually coming out on Wednesday. Can you believe it? Do you believe in magic? If you didn't know, I used to put this out on Tuesday. Then I got a little lazy. I was like, you know what? Wednesday's okay. And then I got even more lazy. I skipped like 3 days. I'm like, you know what? Sunday's fine. I'll do it on the Lord's Day. And I don't know, man. Something's been happening. Something's been changing. I hit a new gear all of a sudden. Is it spring? Is that what's doing it? Spring's coming. Summer's to come. Getting rid of all this winter. Man, it's been a nice day, by the way. In case you were worried about us Texans. It's been beautiful weather all week, and I'm certainly enjoying it, man. But like I said, I hope you had a good week. I hope you had a good weekend. What am I drinking tonight? I am drinking my grapefruit soda with zero sugar with my Tito's vodka. I actually had a couple of shots before I started this podcast, so I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to get a little warm. You ever heard of the meat sweats? This is the booze sweats. You know, when you have a couple of shots and you're in a little confined area, or you dressed in properly, as I've done before, sitting in a bar, I'm just like, I gotta take off these layers. Jesus, who turned up the heat? Nobody. You're just boozing, bro. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. And speaking of reverting back to my old ways, on top of doing this early in the week like I used to, I'm actually recording in my car. I have a house full of kids, you know, music playing, dogs barking, and I'm just like, I can't focus. I can't do this. I'm like, honey, I can't do my podcast. Can you turn it down? And you know who wins that argument. 100% of the time, I lose that argument 100% of the time, even though I did the dishes all week. Even though I've been doing laundry, I've been folding my clothes like a good little soldier, even though I did all that, you know, I still get kicked out. I still get banned to my car. It's not her fault. You know, it wasn't really an argument. I'm just like, you know, if I can't focus, that's my problem, right? That's not her problem. Sounds like a personal problem, Chris. Why would you put it on her? Dude, I gotta tell you guys about this. it's a pretty funny strategy for all you husbands, or all you boyfriends, or all you fiancés, whatever it may be. You know, if you live with your girl, you know, you're bound to hear complaining. You know, you don't sweep enough, you don't mop enough, you don't do enough dishes. You know, you hear all that shit. Eventually, at some point, I mean, come on, everybody gets lazy, you know? So what I decided to do, here's a pro tip, in case you're interested. I bought one of those robot vacuums, and I'm not going to tell you which one. I'm not going to tell you how much I spent on it, you know, because I don't want you to figure out which one I bought. But it's a good one. Let me just explain it this way. The kids are going to have to go to community college for a couple of more years than planned. It set me back a little bit, all right? But well worth the money. You know, you can control it from Wi-Fi. You can, you know, just press the button while you're at home. While you're sitting there watching TV, it'll just start sweeping up the house. It's amazing. It has literally changed my life. You know, I bought it and I'm just like, don't ever ask me to sweep again. Boom. Set it on the counter at home. Don't ever ask me to sweep again. If you need me to sweep, you talk to this fucking robot and you make him sweep. What did we name him already? Jarvis? I wanted to go with Alfred from Batman, but I think she picked Jarvis. And once again, I lose that battle 100% of the time. The same thing with the dog, dude. I wanted to name the dog something different. He looks like Chance from Homeward Bound. I thought Chance was a really great name for him. What's the dog from Alfalfa? It's not called Alfalfa, stupid. It's called Little Rascals. What's the dog from Little Rascals? Oh, this is going to bug me now. I love that movie when I was a kid. That and Dennis the Menace. Does anybody remember that movie? Anyway, we're getting off a topic. The point being, I wanted to name it something else, and she got her way. That's it. That's relationships in a nutshell. I don't know what you do if there's two women. What do you do then? Who wins that battle? If it's a man and a woman, it's pretty easy, right? You know who's going to lose. Majority of the time, you know, the man's going to lose the discussion, the argument. You know, we're used to it. It's fine. I don't care that much about the dog's name. I guess I do. I'm kind of, how long have we had him? And I'm complaining about it now. But how do you decide between two women? How do you decide who has the, I guess, just the more dominant woman? Is that it? The more intelligent woman? How do you decide? Do you flip a coin? I really don't know. All I know is I keep losing. That's all I know. Let's take another drink, everybody. Cheers. So like I said, I am in my car for the first time in a while. I hope it sounds good. And I have some great news, man. I just found this out last night. I posted this on Facebook. Shout out to all my Facebook friends. You've been so much more supportive than I ever expected. You know, I just posted, you know, normally to get a few more people to be interested, you got to post a picture, you got to post a video, I got to add to my timeline. And I just typed out something. I was like, hey, Pandora just picked up Drink Until You podcast, you know, to the fucking moon. You know, I was just being silly. Typical me, just being silly. And dude, my friends showed overwhelming support, and I appreciate it so much. This drink is for all you people that commented, that liked the post. It honestly shocked me. That's why I'm bringing it up. I can't believe the support I received. It was awesome. Let's take a drink. Cheers, everybody. Cheers to you. And we're going to take another drink here in a second. To Pandora, Drink Until You podcast is now on Pandora. I really appreciate it. I submitted, I don't know, a year and a half ago. And I didn't hear anything back. You know, they're like 10 to 14 business days. And I'm such a giddy, like, little kid when it comes to this. I'm like checking my email. I'm like, okay, I go to my calendar. I'm like, all right, here's 14 days. Here's the max. And they're going to let me know, you know, after this. I need to clean this car. Are you guys hearing all this trash I'm kicking around? What has happened? I guess that's what happens when it's not your studio anymore. Anyways, so I set my calendar 14 days out. I'm like, all right, they're going to let me know by this date. Well, it didn't happen in the 14 days. I'm like, all right, that's fine. That's no problem. And maybe they're a little backed up right now. You know, maybe everybody's submitting their podcast right now. And about 4 months later, I finally get accepted. Welcome Pandora to the Drink Until You podcast family. And I hope you welcome me to the Pandora family, whatever that means. I don't know. Is there a Pandora family? Oh, I mean, you already welcomed me. What am I talking about? I'm just happy to be on Pandora. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the point I'm trying to make. So let's take another drink. Cheers. Salud. Sláinte con pai. What was that? I forgot the rest of them, man. I haven't said them. Apni chikon cheers. Whatever Bengalese. In Bengalese, I think that means cheers, you prick. So cheers to Pandora. Thank you so much. It's been long, long time coming. And I'm happy to be on there. Cheers. And I got to tell you guys, I haven't brought this up enough on the podcast. I'm trying to grow out my mustache, my cookie duster. Well, I'm not trying. It's there. And everybody I've seen that I haven't seen in a while is like, "You look so Mexican." And I'm like, I don't know if I should be offended by that, but thank you. Like, I am half Mexican, so that does make sense. And I'll never forget, my buddy one time was like, "Dude, your mustache just grows like that naturally." And I was like, "Yeah, like, I, you know, sometimes you just forget to shave, you know, life gets in the way." And my mustache was grown out. He's just like, "It just grows like that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what, like, what's wrong with it? Why are you asking me?" He's like, "Dude, your mustache is perfect. It is perfectly around your lip. It does everything it needs to do. It's nice and full." And I, you know, it took me years to actually want to grow it out. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm grooming, you know, 2-3 times a week, the facial hair. And I'm kind of liking it, you know? It's interesting. So, part of me wonders, like, is this thing going to catch pollen and, like, help with my allergies? That's what hair is, right? They say your nose hair is like air filter, you know? It catches all the shit that you don't want to breathe. So I would just think my cookie duster is just one more filter. Now I have double the filter. If you couldn't tell, my nose is stopped up tonight, so that theory has gone out the window. I think it traps the pollen, and it helps, like, shove it up my nose when I breathe in, and then I'm just sneezing more. It might be a bad thing for me. And I was talking so much shit. I was so confident months ago. I was like, "You know, I'm doing this plant-based diet, and everything's going great. Like, I feel great. You know what, man? My allergies are even gone. I don't even have allergies anymore since I started this plant-based diet." Well, that's gone out the window. And I think it's because I'm growing this thing out. I think that might be true. I think this thing just gathers everything in the air, no matter what it is. And that's not a good thing in modern times. With all the cars driving around, all the pollution in the air, all the pollen, you know, it's just, I don't think it's a good thing, but you know what? I'm going to tough through it. I'm going to tough it out, and I'm going to keep growing this thing. So if you're interested, I have looked up for you. This podcast can be informational. I have looked up for you how to grow your mustache. 10 tips. Excuse me, to grow a long beard and mustache. Good Lord, this guy in this picture, it's like 6 feet out from his face on either side, his beard and his mustache, and it's curled up at the ends. That's insane. How long does that take? I guess it depends on, I guess it depends on your genetics, obviously. And I'm not a very hairy man, by the way. I know that's weird to say. I don't have chest hair. Dude, I remember the girls in high school. Well, really school overall, you know, probably middle school on, because that's when you start to notice the other sex a little bit more. The girls in high school used to be like, "Do you shave your arms?" And I'm like, "No, I don't shave my arms." They're like, "You have no hair on your arms." And I'm like, I have a little, you know, it's just very, maybe spaced out. I don't really know how to describe it, but I am not a hairy individual, is the point I'm trying to make. Dude, you know what? When I was a kid, my leg hair came in like fucking, I don't know, fifth grade or something. And it used to embarrass the shit out of me. I don't know why. I really don't know why. It used to embarrass the shit out of me. I'm not sure why. I really don't know. And then you know, I remember thinking, like, this is kind of embarrassing, but you know what? Maybe I'm going to be one of those hairy guys. I remember thinking this as a kid. Maybe I'm going to be one of those hairy guys. So you know what I started doing? They had all kinds of products for like hair growth. It's basically just fucking snake oil, dude. Like, get real. This shit, you're going to rub this shit on your chest and you're going to grow chest hair. You're going to rub this shit on your head and it's going to fix your bald patch. No, none of that shit worked. You know what I used to do with this? This serum that my great-grandfather had. I remember going to his house. Rest in peace. One of the most amazing men I've ever met. Fought in two wars. Just an amazing, amazing man. Very intelligent. He was a Marine. Rest in peace, Mel. I know that's weird to call your great-grandparent by their first name, but that's what we did. I don't know how that got started. But anyways, so Mel, my great-grandfather, was bald. And I guess he bought this. I am getting to a point, by the way. I guess he bought this, you know, roll-on. It's basically like deodorant, you know. It's a roll-on thing. And you rub it on your head. And it's supposed to promote, like, hair growth. You know? So being the weird little fuck, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just going to be a hairy man. Being the little weird fuck that I am, I started rubbing this shit on my face. And I didn't just do this once. I did this multiple times. Every time I'd go visit him, I would rub the shit on my face like, all right, this is going to help grow my beard. And I would rub it in my fucking armpits. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, my poor great-grandfather, I'm rubbing this shit on my stinky 13-year-old pits, and then he's rubbing it on his, he's like, what the fuck is this smell? I was a weird kid. What can I say, guys? I don't know. So I always thought I was just going to be this hairy individual, and that's, maybe it stunted my growth. Maybe that's what happened. I have no armpit hair, by the way. If I lift my arms around you and you look at my armpit, there's no hair whatsoever. I'm just kidding. That's a complete lie. That's a complete lie. There is hair. But it didn't help any growth. That serum that I'm talking about, it didn't help any growth. It didn't stimulate shit. You know, that's one thing as a kid I always wanted was to have a beard. And that's kind of the rationale for growing out my mustache. You know, since my friend was like, dude, you have an amazing mustache and you never grow it out. Ever since then, I've just thought about that over the years. And now I'm just like, you know what? I can't grow a damn beard, so fuck it. I'm going to grow the best mustache that I can grow. So that's what I'm doing. So back to this website that I meant to read, like, I don't know, 15 minutes ago. Oh my God, we're 18 minutes into the podcast. 10 Tips to Grow a Long Beard and Mustache by Brian Furby. Now, your last name is not Furby. Get out of here. Is this the guy in the picture? I mean, he's as hairy as a Furby. Anyways, number one, don't trim your beard. I thought this was obvious, but apparently not. Everyone agrees with me. Provided your employment and relationship allow, ideally you should, wait, provided your employment and relationship, okay, I get the employment, because they're paying you, you know, if they're like, you can't have that stupid mustache, you'd have to be like, all right, sorry, I was trying something new, it didn't, but your relationship, no, what happened to my body, my choice, ladies? What happened to that? Does that go out the window? When it's, guys, just so you know, when it's your body, it's not your choice. I say this to my chick all the time, and I think it irritates her. I don't know. But she's been talking to me about a vasectomy. And she's like, you really need to get one. You know, we're happy with the kids we have. We're good. And I'm like, you know, isn't it my body, my choice? Just like I can't tell you if Well, God, let's not go there. I think you guys know where I was going, and that's not good. Anyways, my body, my choice. Fuck no. If you want to grow out your mustache, gentlemen, you do it, all right? If she dumps you because she doesn't like your mustache, then obviously it wasn't meant to be, right? We can all agree to that, right? Anyways, wow, that took a weird direction. That just sparked a little something in my brain. I don't know what happened there. Anyways, provided your employment allow, ideally you shouldn't trim anything, neck and cheek lines included. You can always trim later. Your first objective should be to grow out as much as possible to build a strong beard base and to see what you're working with at your fullest natural growth. This website is canyouhandlebar.com. That's an awesome fucking name. I love that. Number two, don't trim your mustache, train your mustache. Trimming the mustache is a mistake a lot of guys make initially, myself included. It's easy to assume that maybe it's okay to trim up the center and then just leave the ends of the mustache long to style a pseudo handlebar. And if that works for you, great. But if you want to grow a true long mustache, get some mustache wax and start training it early to keep it out of your mouth. Oh, dude. I'm so glad I'm reading this article. I have such a huge problem with that. I have like a nervous tick, like where it's like hanging at the side of my mouth and I can't stop like touching it with my tongue to like push it out of my mouth. Okay, awesome. That's actually really, really smart. I'm glad I'm reading this article. Number three, and ladies, you can grow out your mustache too. It's no problem. There's no shame in the game. You know, grow it out. Who cares? It's your body, your choice, right? We established that about 5 minutes ago. If he doesn't like it, get the fuck out. Number three, start using beard oil and beard dry oil early. Beard product usage isn't dictated by length. It's dictated by the presence of facial hair. I don't have a lot of that. I'm very patchy. Start taking care of yours early and you'll thank yourself later. I'm kind of getting tired of reading these. You guys don't want to hear. Let's just do the bullet points. Don't trim your beard. Number two, don't trim your mustache. Train your mustache. Number three, start using beard oil and beard dry oil. Number four, develop your own total care regimen early. I lost count. One, two, three, four, five. Number five, brush and comb your beard every day. I actually don't do this. All right, we got to read a little more into this one. Many men will notice as their beards grow out that they have weird bends or curves in their hair pattern, and a daily brushing combined with use of beard dry oil will help train the hairs to lie the way you want. Okay, very good. The next one, since I can't keep count tonight, be aware of your surroundings. What the fuck does that mean? The longer your beard and mustache get, the more likely they are to get caught in the zipper of a coat, burnt by an errant cigarette, or dipped in soup when you lean too far forward while eating. Okay. All right, that makes sense. Take care to notice the little changes as your facial hair gets longer. That confused me at first, but that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, I burned my mustache before lighting a cigarette. The cigarette was way too short to be lighting, but that's what I get for smoking cigarettes, right? Judge your beard on its own merit, not by that of beards around you. Okay, that's like an envy. That's like one of the Ten Commandments, you know, about envy. Be patient. The next one, figure out the best way to eat with your beard and mustache. Dude, I didn't even think about any of this. This is so informative. CanYouHandleBar.com. Thank you so much for this article. Track Your Progress is the last one. Thank you so much for this article, Brian Furby. I made fun of your name at the top, and I apologize. These are actually really, really good points. So if you're trying to grow out your mustache, if you're trying to grow out your beard, just do a little bit of research. There's actually, I really didn't think I was going to find too much on that topic. I guess cheers to that article. Let's take a drink, everybody. All right, guys, we're going to do some drink recommendations. I know it's late in the episode, but you guys don't care, right? So I've given this one so many times before, and honestly, the reason I'm doing it is because I've been looking through my little recipe book that I made back when I used to bartend, and so this one might sound familiar to you. This one is a White Russian. You're getting four this time. White Russian, a Black Russian, a Colorado Bulldog, and an All-World Bulldog, okay? So this is just a variation on a White Russian. If you're the dude, you'll probably love these. So just for a basic White Russian, what you're going to need is an over of vodka, an under of coffee liqueur, and you top it off with your favorite oat milk or regular milk. You can do cream as well. So for the Black Russian, you do no milk. Or cream. So that's just going to be the vodka and coffee liqueur. That's pretty easy, right? For the Colorado Bulldog, you're going to want to do vodka, an over of vodka, an under of coffee liqueur. You top it off with milk and you add a splash of Coke for the Colorado Bulldog. For the All-World Bulldog, the last one I have for you, you substitute Malibu for vodka. So you're going to go Malibu, coffee liqueur, and your favorite oat milk, or milk if you're into that. That is the All-World Bulldog. So that's just a variation on the White Russian. Pretty simple. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Just be careful, you guys. I love every single one of you. Thank you for listening. And, you know, I just want you to be safe out there. I don't want you to fucking run into anybody and regret it for the rest of your life while you've been drunk. I don't want you to be the victim because, you know, you couldn't see the white line properly. You know, just be safe, everybody. Cheers. So if you guys didn't hear, at the first of the year, I made some resolutions. Some of those I'm sticking to. Others, I'm not. I'm kind of disappointed where I live, to be honest with you. Like, one of my biggest things that I wanted to do this year as my resolution is I wanted to recycle more. And there's no kind of program. There's no kind of, like, the recycles truck comes by every Wednesday. There's nothing like that. So what we have to do, and I'm not saying it's impossible, what we have to do, you know, as tenants, is basically gather up all our recycles and take them to the recycle place whenever they're open. And their hours are so fucked. Their hours are so fucked. It's like, you know, when they tell you when your cable, you know, your cable guy will be at your house. It's like those kind of hours, man. It's so weird. And they're not open all the time. It's just weird. I don't know. So my biggest thing is, one of my biggest things is I wanted to recycle. So that's just not happening anymore. That's off the table. You know, I'm still conserving water. I'm taking like 5-minute showers. I'm still doing my dishes with boiling water to conserve so I don't have the sink running the whole time. I got a great little system. You know, the crazy thing is, I'll tell you this much. The crazy thing is, the more you practice it, the better you get at it. Who would have thought? Practice makes perfect. It's a saying for a reason. So basically what I do for the dishes is I boil water in a pot. And then I have another pot waiting in the sink. And I put soap in that pot. And then I take the boiling water, I dump it in the pot with the soap. Then I take my, you know, I put my rubber gloves on so I'm not burning the fuck out of my hands. I learned that one pretty quick. And then I'm washing the dishes in the hot water. I'm rinsing them in a basically like a catch basin, like a catch bowl. You know, I do rinse them with a faucet, but I'm like on and off, you know, rinse it, turn it off. And then I put it over where the clean dishes are, right? But I have this bowl underneath that's catching everything. And I'll tell you how that works out here in a second. But I'm still conserving water by doing that. And then, I obviously, like, sometimes I'll make two or three boiling pots of water. And I'll dump it over everything so I can kind of get the grime, the shit off of it. And I just do that until the dishes are done. So what this rinse thing that I just said, what it does after I'm done with the dishes, I just finished everything. Everything's been boiled. Everything's been rinsed. I have my clean set of dishes over here. I just use that water that I used to rinse as just a soaking tub for the coming dishes in the future. Anyways, I'm taking the long way around to tell you guys about this website. It's kind of ridiculous. So I am conserving water that way. Like I said, the short showers. I really wanted to recycle, but it's not working out right now. It kind of kills me every time I take the trash out and I throw it in the dumpster. And it's just like there's so much cardboard. There's so much recyclable material in there that I'm just throwing out. It makes me feel bad. But they don't make it easy on you either, where I live. So, with all of that said, the reason I brought this up in the first place, there's a website, everybottleback.org. Go check it out. I think it's a great thing. I actually haven't checked it out myself. I think on YouTube, I was watching a video, and I saw some advertisement for it. Everybottleback.org, and you can guess what they do. They take the bottles that you use, and they turn them into something else. .org just means that it's a bigger organization than just your random can recycling facility. You know what I mean? So I've been trying to stick to my New Year's resolutions. I've been working out. My diet is still plant-based. But it's, you can be an unhealthy vegan, just so you know. You can eat junk food as a vegan these days, as a plant-based diet person, and it's not that great for you. So, I am working out. I worked out today. I worked out the day before. I'm just trying to get my diet on track. Dude, that snow week, that really fucked me up, man. I was just stuffing my face with everything. I'm like, well, we need to use it, right? You know? Three cans of black beans to make my chili. It's just like you're overdoing it. I'm over-serving myself. But the good thing is it's still plant-based. So I can't remember the other resolutions I made. But I'm working out. I'm still eating plant-based. I just need to eat a little bit cleaner. I'm still conserving water because it does matter. Dude, if I could afford an electric car, I totally would. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks of me. If I drive Tesla's the high-end one. What's the lower-end one? What's the Toyota one? I can't believe I can't think of it. It's the one everybody makes fun of. If I could drive an electric car, dude, I totally would. In a heartbeat. So anyways, with that said, hopefully you're holding strong to your resolutions. I don't know, man. It's hard. I get it. And we all fall down sometimes. But anyways, I'm going to drink this last little bit I have left. We're going to call it a night. Thank you for listening. Drink It Till You podcast, episode number 162. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop. So let's drink. Cheers, everybody. All right, guys. I'll see you Wednesday. Don't make a date, Chris. I'll see you next week. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be responsible, everybody. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.